Lesson 7, Somewhere I Can't See. Everything that I have gone through led me to this place. Even though my heart's been broken with all I've had to face, I will shine through my pain, even in darkness. I refuse to give in to bitterness. A fire once burned through my soul. It left me scarred and sad. My tears could easily fill an ocean, but love was what I had. I didn't want losing you to tear me apart. I was blessed to be healed. Your love filled my heart. I hold on to love that's in my memory. You're not gone. You're somewhere I can't see. I won't drown in misery, 'cause your love rescues me. Your love rescues me. Every challenge just reminds me, hold on to each day. No matter where my journey leads me, love will guide my way. I will climb through the clouds, up into the sky. With every beat and every breath, I'll love until I die. I hold on to the love that heals me. You're not gone. You're somewhere I can't see. I won't drown in misery, 'cause your love rescues me. Your love rescues me. Somewhere I Can't See is a song filled with metaphors, imagery, and inspiration. With the line, "A fire once burned through my soul," I wrote a parable. Grief was a roaring wildfire that destroyed everything in its path. After my child died, the fire that burned through my soul was a horror beyond anything imaginable. I wished I had been consumed, but instead the fire gleefully tortured me with severe burns. I awoke blistered and everything familiar was gone. A fire leaves a forest blackened and ugly. The possibility of a devastated forest ever recovering its former beauty seems remote. But with time, a tiny sapling can break through the ashes. Sometimes wildflowers bloom, and their existence is possible only because of the heat that allows them to germinate. There are things that can only grow as a result of the devastation a fire brings. I suffered from that horrific fire. I knew that fires were a part of this world. They happened and they were random. But I was very angry. I never expected to personally witness the horror or experience it. But the fire that tortured me did not destroy everything. It did not destroy my love. My life was as gray as ashes for almost 2 decades. I coped by simply going through the motions for many years. I was alive, but not really living. It was love that kept my spirit going. The most amazing part of my story was when I reached a point of exhaustion and acceptance of my fate. Something appeared in the ashes of my forest. One day, hope fluttered down from above. It turned out that when I least expected it, my ashen forest began to grow again. Like magic, colors and sounds reappeared. Because it had been so long since I'd heard beautiful sounds and seen gorgeous colors, I found my new surroundings breathtaking. It was not the same forest, but my appreciation was limitless because my drab life was over. The hope that waited in the wings kissed me and took flight. I thanked her for waiting. The first line of Somewhere I Can't See is my favorite. Everything that I have gone through led me to this place, gives me peaceful acceptance for all the suffering I've endured. My songs are those rare wildflowers in the parable. The grief that once wrecked my life gave me a gift to access my heart, and my songs might never have been born or blossomed otherwise. I had a discussion with another bereaved mother once who was very angry at the implication that something good resulted from her son's death. I certainly understood her conflict, but I preferred the uplifting concept of building something meaningful out of the ashes of my heartbreak. Somewhere I Can't See was composed shortly after my divorce. I had developed a debilitating and painful dry eye condition, and doctors told me it was incurable. I had great difficulty functioning, and I prayed that eventually my eyes would improve or I would adjust to them. I couldn't see well, so the line of "I will climb through the clouds up into the sky" expressed my determination to heal. I wasn't going to drown in misery. I searched for a treatment and a cure for my suffering. It was discouraging, but after 4 difficult years, my eye condition improved. They weren't the same as before, but I could function. It was so much like grief. I hung on until the sun shone for me again. I believe it happened because of my strong wish and desire to heal. With my stories up until now, I haven't addressed anger and grief. I withdrew from people because of my anger. I was never really religious, and my discouragement reinforced feeling disconnected from God. Anger during grief is normal, but I didn't want my anger to lead to bitterness and further isolate me. That explains my lyric line of "I refuse to give in to bitterness." I'm going to share my correspondence with another bereaved mother who was overwhelmed by her anger. I came across a heartbreaking poem named "Till Nothing Was Left," written by Brenda Culbreth Lewis. Brenda's poem inspired me to write a story named "All I Have Left with the Death of My Child." Tragically, her son died on a baseball field and could have been saved if people had done the right emergency measures. I recently contacted Brenda and asked her permission to share our exchange from 6 years earlier. She was fine with it, and she hoped that our words could help other people suffering with grief. She said, "Judy, it's been nearly 12 years now, and the loss, pain, and anger won't end. Coupled with pain, I lost my health. There really is such a thing as broken heart syndrome. That's exactly what happened to me." Here is Brenda's poem, "Till Nothing Was Left." This poem is not for my precious son, whose death took everything from me that I hung on to and believed in. It is for those who can't see that I'm still here. I have been forced to live in a world where there is not a glimmer of light at the end of the tunnel. I'm so tired of it all, so tired of the lies. The further I fall, the higher you rise. It takes all I have each moment I try. I give and I give till I think I will die. I'm sorry that I was never enough. My heart is long dead. The road's been so rough. All that I have I've given to you. And what have I left? No joy and no you. Just leave me here in my prison, my home. 'Cause when you're here, I still feel alone. Not a thing I've endured, suffered, survived has helped you to notice that I'm still alive. I still feel, I still hope. I still love, I still try. Somehow through the darkness, I still survive. Take just one heartbeat, one touch, one breath, and remember, I will love you till nothing is left. After reading Brenda's poem, I wrote to her with the hope she might experience healing someday. She replied, "Judy, I have moments when I feel strong. I fake my way through dinners, activities, but I just lost so much when I lost him, my health, faith, and the closeness with my family. I became angry, and when I didn't get the kind of support I felt I needed, it just got worse and worse. My poem is a way to try to let go of some of that. I have moments of hope and moments of complete despair. Thanks for your encouragement. I had serious doubts about sharing this poem. I almost felt like I shouldn't have. I've gotten so many comments that I've saddened others. Brenda." Dear Brenda, your poem is heartfelt and beautiful. Other bereaved people will appreciate your honest writing. Please don't ever stop, because I believe that the more you express your sorrow, the lighter you will feel. Sharing my grief and sadness opened up a window into my heart. I want to encourage you to not worry about making others sad. Your writing is going to help you, and that is far more important. You mentioned how angry you were with your family. Even with family support, no one else can bear another person's sorrow. Their lack of understanding has certainly added to your anguish, and I'm really sorry. I noticed in your comments that you were angry over many suggestions. Someone had implied that finding God and religion would help you, and someone else mentioned an excellent grief counselor. I believe their intentions were good, and sometimes when a person finds something that helps him or her, they wish to bestow it upon someone else. Now I want to address your poem and what I saw in your words. Obviously, you loved your son deeply, and you would have died for him if you could have. You wish you were dead sometimes so you could be with him. You are dying inside every single day because of your grief. Your poem's title is Till Nothing Was Left. But if you died tomorrow, here's what would be left after your son died. Ache, emptiness, anger, fury, isolation, loneliness, torment, torture. Healing left me with only one thing. I was left with love. Sometimes my scars still throb and I have the memory of pain, but love fills my ache, emptiness, and isolation. Love soothes my anger and fury about my fate. Love allows me to accept other people's good intentions to help me. When I remember love, it lifts me up. My love for my son is pure and far preferable to the wreckage I had before. Love transcends everything and anything. It has allowed me to help other grieving people. It heals and it lives on beyond the physical death. Now my son has never left. I love him every moment of my life. I always remember how much my son loved me too. He would want me to remember that. With my last breath, what will be left is love. Before love can be all that is left, there are many emotions to navigate on a journey of grief. Experiencing stages of numbness, depression, and anger are normal. Let love be a cushion for the sharpness of those other emotions. Just like with shock and numbness, remember that feeling angry during grief is simply a stage. Allow it, understand it, recognize it, and be gentle with yourself. Extending love and compassion can help you move beyond the fury from your broken heart. Somewhere I Can't See is about maintaining hope and faith, even when healing seems out of sight and unattainable. My father died shortly before I wrote my song, and my mother died not long afterwards. This song held a hopeful and healing outcome for me as my eye condition also improved. I've mentioned before the wonderful hypnotherapy tenet: the more you look for something, the more likely you will find it. I believe it is far more uplifting to look for signs of healing versus signs of bleeding. Allow yourself to find signs of healing in your life. Even if they're tiny, you can build upon them, and those signs can grow. What are signs of healing? They're all around you, and if you look for them, you'll see them. Simply finding even a moment of peace can be a gift during the early days of grief. With our last lesson, Set You Free, I was facing and anticipating grief. I had to say goodbye and let go of my loved one's physical presence. The healing progression with my songs continued because Somewhere I Can't See was about holding on to love so I could heal. How beautiful that now I was anticipating healing! Even if you can't see something in the moment, it doesn't mean it isn't there. Imagine yourself healing with words and imagery. Those thoughts could uplift you as you navigate your painful path through grief with hope.